December 16th, a privilege and pleasure. After this, I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God. Revelation 7, 9-11. This passage causes me to believe that those who come before God's throne, be it angels or the blood-bought, white-robed multitude gathered from all nations, will find great pleasure in serving and worshiping the One who has created us all. Worship and service should be our desire rather than our duty. There is a well-known fast food franchise that trains its employees to respond to guests who voice their appreciation to the friendly service with a smile and the words, "My pleasure." I like that. It's nice to know that they deem it a privilege and a pleasure to serve me. It's not just a duty required by their job, so they will receive a paycheck. Our worship and service is not a required duty that results in an eternal paycheck, but rather a privilege and a pleasure because the blood of the Lamb has redeemed us. Thank God for the privilege of worship.